Would you be able to tell me a bit about the house that you were brought up in?
About what?
About the house that you were brought up
well,
in.
Well, the room in the front here was my grandparents, who I was brought up with, had a bed in the front room, and it was also the living room and also the kitchen. It was everything. She had a stove in there, and there was the kitchen sink in the window, and that was just your living quarters. And then downstairs there was a bedroom, and when you went upstairs there was a bedroom on the left, and on the right was my grandfather's workshop, because he was a tailor.
Your grandfather was the tailor for the village, was
yes,
that right?
Aye. Lots of people got their clothes, because there wasn't ready-mades at that time, you know, in the shops. Not like there are now.
Yeah.
And all the farm workers came and got their clothes made there. And he was kept very busy. He was.
But wasn't sort of a shop front or anything?
No, nothing. He just worked away in the back. He sat up on there was a board, and he sat up there cross-legged doing his sewing. That's what he did. Yes, he sat there busy, and he had a big sort of industrial sewing machine that he used. I don't know where it went. Somebody nicked it. But anyway, he just lived up there, and he just went up the back at 8 a.m, came down for his lunch, and went up again. I think he finished about 5 o'clock. I don't remember him working in the evenings. I don't remember that at all, because he used to go to the putting green over here, and the competitions on the putting green.
Yeah.
And then in the winter he went to the village hall, and they had carpet bowls there.
A lot going on.
And there was quite a lot going on, yes.
So,
and my gran went to the WRI, you know, and did knitting and sewing and things like that.
Ah, right, okay.